Welcome to the Living Word Assemblies of God Toronto podcast. As the Bible says in Hebrews 4:12, the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Yes, it is the complete human experience. So relax and re-energize yourself with this powerful word.
Heavenly Father, we thank you. Impact us with your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Look at your neighbor and welcome your neighbor and tell him, I'm happy to see you in this new year. Amen. Tell him, I'm happy to see you in 2020. I'm happy. All of you look very great this morning. Look very powerful. Amen. And I believe that you have come this morning with an expectation that you took some time off. You sought the face of God. God has spoken to you. God has revealed himself to you. God has given you some level of direction. So you are here to engage at the altar of prayer and ask him to grant you strength to carry you through. Can I hear amen?
Amen.
There's so much to do this morning. So this morning, we were filling our bulletin. Okay? Pick up your bulletin. Let's go through briefly. So at least you can have something home. All right? So we'll begin with that. And then I'll move on to the scripture. And you know, this morning is an anointing service. So I believe that you came with your anointing oil. And then we'll have communion briefly. Okay. Whatever happened to you, you're welcome. Okay. How are things going? Good. How is the weather treating you? Good. Excellent. I bring you greetings from Florida. I had the privilege to be in Florida. And then I had the honor of being at Reverend Bonke's memorial service. It was an awesome, awesome time. The man lived for 79 years. And then in his lifetime, he saw over 79 million people come to faith in Christ. So it means that for his life, every year, he saw 1 million people come to faith in Christ. Yeah, that was awesome. Did an amazing job. It was a good time. It was good to be there, like listening and engaging and getting inspiration and receiving some, you know, the passing of the torch, so that you can also go out there and then do something. Amen. We haven't even, you know, for us at Living Word, this is what the Spirit of God is saying. We haven't just entered into 2020, but we have entered into a new decade. Okay, so you have to look at your life, not just by looking at 2020, but you have to look at 2030. So you are giving yourself 10 years. So when you add 10 years to your age, where will you be by 2030? Now that's how you have to see it. Because for us in the next decade, it's going to be, we are trusting God, there's going to be a decade of some supernatural move of God. Because God will have to move, or we are ending our life. No, he either has to move, or we will, I mean, because some of you, you'll be 80 years. Some of you will be 70. Some of us will be retiring. So me, I don't have time, because by 10 years time, I'll be 65. Yeah. So I don't have time to joke. This 10 years is not joke for me. I have to finish hard. Can I hear amen?
Amen.
Yeah, so you don't have to joke. That's why I told you that please take the time off and seek the face of God. Because see, it will be very sad if you just walk through life just doing try and error all your life. No, you have to know that this is it. And I'm doing it. So that when death is coming, you wouldn't be binding it, but you'll be welcoming it. You know, you'll be saying, welcome, welcome. I've been waiting for you a long time. Why have you been to even come? You know, like you're excited to go and see the Lord. Can I hear amen?
Amen.
All right, so pick up your bulletin. Let's begin from the body, okay? So what God says about the importance of my body. Now, we did this last year, so I'll just go through so you feel in. They'll project it for us. The media team will project it for us before we move into what I want you to get. Can I hear amen? Now, first of all, I want you to understand that God expects me to manage my body. I want you to understand that God expects you to manage your body. That is God's expectation. God expects that you will manage your body. You will take care of your body. If you misuse your body, if you put anything in your body, it's your own problem. God expects that me, I take care of my body. All right? So if I have to wake up to exercise, God expects me to do it. So don't wait for somebody else to tell you. That is God's expectation. The Bible declares that the body you have found, Jesus gave God a body, the Spirit of God rested in. Okay, so take note. Now you can look at the scriptures. The Bible says everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. So everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. So if you are putting something in your body, if you are buying a hamburger or Coke, and you are putting the Coke in your body, you know, it's permissible, but it is not beneficial. But if you think that the sugar is beneficial for you, wait until you turn 45. Number two, you have to realize that my body is God's property. So always remember that your body is God's property. It is not your own. Your body is not your own. It's God's property. So you can't just handle God's property anyhow. I know some people can say, why is it that as a church we begin the year with 40 days of Daniel plan? What kind of pastor is that? You know, it's very intentional. It's very strategic. It's in accordance to God's word. God wants us to understand some few things so that he can bless us. Okay, so we can live long. So you can, so instead of like binding the demons and so on, you can triumph over them by the victory that you win. Can I hear amen? All right, so all this, you can get what we are going through. You can get it online as well. So if you are feeling, you can feel in the scriptures are there, you can read them. So first, God expects me to manage my body. Number two, my body is God's property. And then number three, my body will be resurrected after I die. See, so your body will be resurrected after you die. They will resurrect your body. And that's why sometimes some people say, okay, I want to make sure that I take good care of my body so that when I die, I can have good body, like big body. I told you last year that, you know, they said in Germany, those of you who have lived in Germany, you know, there were some shops there where you could get a lot of meat and, you know, so they said there were some fancies there. They were buying only meat, goat meat. And then when you ask, they said, look, allow me to eat meat so that when I die, they can get a place to put my hands. You know, so he wants to just eat and be fat so that at least they can, you know, there are some people when they die, they don't even have anybody to put their hand, because their hand is just like this, you know. So he said, let me eat so that when I die, at least my hand can get a place to rest. All right. Right, so your body will be resurrected. Take note of that. Can I hear? Now, if these things are true, sometimes, you know, most of us make mistakes. We want to change. We want to live right. We want to think right. We want to take care of our body. We don't want to drink. We don't want to chase women. We don't want to think evil. We don't want to do all that. We know all those things are not good. Like, we don't want to drink. Like, some of you, the only temptation you have is when you go for your friend's birthday party and they said, please, this one is just Christmas. No, just Christmas. So, and then some of you too have very powerful theory about red wine, white wine, yellow wine, green wine, you know. And then some of you, doctors have told you, okay, you need a little bit of red wine. Now, if it is doctor's prescription, who am I? The son of a poor cocoa farmer to disagree with you. But I'm giving you divine prescription. The choice is yours. Are you getting the point? Now, look, the decade that we are in is not a decade to pamper people, to judge people, to condemn people. No, no, no. This decade, we don't have time to waste. Me, I don't have time to waste. This decade is a time of hearing God and moving with him so you can maximize the rest of your years. Because you don't have time. Some of you, you have time, like you are 16. Yeah, you have time. Some of you two are 70. and you think you have time. No, it's a choice. It's a choice. All of us will stand before God and he will ask us what we did with what he gave us, including the body he gave you. Can I hear amen? All right, so please take note. You cannot live right in your own might. Most of the time, the mistake we make is that, number one, we rely on willpower instead of God's power. You know, rely not on your own will. No, you cannot do it on your own. So rely on God's power. Ask God for help. Look, every time, ask God to help you. Every time, I ask God to help you. Sometimes you walk through airports, you drive through town, you go around this, and then you are always asking God, God, help me. Like, you live, you know, WestJet, they do very well. They delay their flight. You know, so I sent a message. I said, what is happening in Toronto? They said the weather, whatever. So they delayed their flight. I said, what is happening? So I had to get in at dawn. Get in instead of maybe 11:30 or 12, got in around 1, got home around 2. So, yeah, that's why I look very fresh this morning. Can I hear amen? We'll get there. We are cruising, so don't worry. Okay, and then, you know, sometimes the reason we do what we do is because, it's not because we rely on willpower, but because we have wrong motivation. What is your motivation? We know we have set a target. I mean, I'm going to check my weight, and then I'll be part of the contest. So that one is 100%. Okay, even if I don't win, at least I will lose some weight. Can I hear amen? All right, so be part of it. Be part of the contest. Now, but why do you want to do it? Okay, some of you want to do it because you want to win. Then they'll know, you have won. If that is the only reason why you're going to be part of it, change your motive. So that you can be healthy. So that you can be strong. So you can have a good body for the Holy Spirit to dwell in. So you can have a good mind to think and focus and move and advance and progress. So you can be a person who forgives and let go. So that, you know, God can bless you to be a blessing. No, have the right kind of motivation. You know, the other motivations are good, but I want you to be motivated not by the material things, but by the power that God gives you. Can I hear amen? All right, so the other mistake is that we try to change on our own. Now, let me submit to you for the next 40 years. This is a journey we did last year, but this is 2020. This is not 2019. So don't depend on the past year and think, I have done it before. Oh, this one, I can do it easily. Adebego. This is a new era. So humble yourself, ask God for help. Can I hear amen? Can I hear amen? All right, so trust God to help you change. Don't change on your own. And then, number 4, my body is connected to the body of Christ. Now, these are things you need to know. Your body is connected to the body of Christ. So you can't just misuse your body, the body that is connected to the body of Christ. How do you just misuse it and do anything with it and let anything come in? And let anything take, you know, invade it. And let anybody at all, you know, have control over you. But some of you have your own mind, but people are controlling from afar. So why do you have to allow? This body is connected to Christ. All right? Very important. It says, do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ himself? And it says, flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a man commits are outside his body. But he who sins sexually sins against his own body. Wow. This year, 2020, don't sin against your own body. Yeah. Because your body belongs to God. Can I hear amen? Amen. All right. So look at number 5. The Holy Spirit lives in my body. Remember that. Okay, remember that the Holy Spirit lives in your body. Now, these are facts and truth in scripture you have to learn about the body. So that means it will guide you. Okay, so your body is connected to the body of Christ. The Holy Spirit lives in your body. So every time, be conscious, be aware that the Holy Spirit lives in my body. Holy Spirit, you live in my body. So when I'm going to use your body to do something, remember the Holy Spirit lives in. So if that thing is not right, can the Holy Spirit live in that same body with some evil spirit? Or with some bad habit or bad attitude. You know, if you are conscious of God, it will help you. Can I hear amen? I see all of you progressing and living healthy lives. Daniel planned faith. Now, remember, above all, number 6, that Jesus bought my body on the cross. You know, this body you have, Jesus has bought it too. He bought it on the cross with his life. Somebody has bought it with his own life. He shed his blood to buy it. Look at 1 Corinthians 6:20. Can we project that one so all of us can read it together? Because some people have just been looking at me. They think, oh, this one is Pastor Isaac. It's not me. So, number, let's all go. Ready, go. You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your... All right. So, therefore, honor God with your body. Now, these are the things... These are some of the ways, not all. Some of the ways... By which God looks at our body. Your body does not belong to you. It belongs to God. So take note of those ones. Okay. So what is God's prescription for good health? What has God prescribed? What has he given us? Okay. Number one, trusting God is good for my health. So trust God. Because when you trust God, it is good for your health. It takes away depression. If not, you will worry and worry and worry and worry and worry. But trust God. Psalm 116 verse 7 says, I said to myself, relax, because the Lord takes care of you. Yeah, relax. Look at somebody and tell him, look, this 2020, relax. The Lord takes care of you. Amen. So trusting God is good for my health. That's not the only thing. Number two, confessing my sin is good for my health. Confessing my sin. When you sin and you confess, it is good for your health. When you are wrong and everybody says you are wrong, don't be the only person who says that you are not wrong. you to accept, because when you are wrong and you accept that you are wrong, God forgives you, you forgive yourself, you live a healthy life, you are free. If you have done something against somebody and you know you are wrong, go and apologize to the person will forgive you and you'll be healthy. Now, these are some of the ways by which you live healthy lives. This is God's prescription. So trusting God is good for your health. Confessing my sin is good for my health. And then the other thing that is good for your health is giving generously. Giving generously is good for my health. You know, if you become like the chi word, like Pepe, you know, it's not good for your health. All right, so prepare is chi word. I mean, if you are a miser or somebody who doesn't want to give. Look, it's very important. In life, God has created a certain way that the more we give, the better we become. All right, so when you give, you become more released. You receive more and then you give. Those of you who will be going this 2020, those of you who have the opportunity to travel to Israel with us this year, from the 6th of November to the 15th of November, you have the opportunity to see the difference between the Jordan River and then the Dead Sea. So you will float on the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea has no outlet. So it absorbs everything, receives everything, doesn't give everything out, anything out. So it's very dense because of the salt deposit. So you can just sit on it. And when you go, relax, don't put through it. No, just relax. It won't take you there. Because I am there. The Holy Ghost is there. So if my man is there, other people will be there. Okay? Dick and Larry will be there. So at least if you don't trust me, trust Dick and Larry. He will make sure that you don't sink. Okay? This is going to be one of the major, the first ones that we are trying to go with church members. So please get yourself in there. We've got a very good deal, very good price for 10 days. And we'll leave here Friday night. So you have to just take 5 days. So you don't have to take like the whole 10 days. So 5 working days is what you are going to get. We'll have the opportunity to worship with the Assemblies of God Church there in Israel, in Tel Aviv. And then we will see how they do with it. We want to give you an experience you will never forget. Can I hear amen? Apart from walking where Jesus walked and relax. So well, I said that to say that the Dead Sea will help you float. But the Dead Sea doesn't benefit anybody anywhere else. Even though the content, people use it to cure certain skin diseases and so on and so forth. So confessing my sin is good for my health. Giving generously is good for my health. So this year, set your goal and tell yourself you will give generously. You will give your tithe faithfully. You will give as God wants you to give. You give sacrificially. So just make a covenant with God that this year you are going to be faithful to him, particularly with your tithe. And I prophesy to you, God will bless you. Look, any opportunity you get, make sure you give and give faithfully. Now, when it comes to tithing, it is not in the amount. It is in the truthfulness that you attach to it. So just be faithful. If your salary is $100, it's $10. So give God the 10 and pray and say, God, I want, this is my covenant right with you. This shows that you own my life and I want to be faithful to you. You just be faithful and God will prove himself faithful. Can I hear amen? So if you earn, sometimes people say, oh, now I don't have money because I only get 100. So now if you get 100 and you are not able to give the 10, can I prophesy to you? When you get 1 million, you won't give the 100,000. No, that's a fact. Because it is not the money. It is the person. It is not the money. Money is neutral. Money is neither demon or holy. Money is money, neutral. What makes it bad or what makes it good is the person handling it and what you do with it, where you tell it to go. Are you getting the point? All right, so I pray that God will help us. Now, this helps us. Finally, number four. Like this is interesting. You know, having fun is good for my health. Having fun is good for my health. Sometimes people think having fun is abusing the time. Sometimes people think, oh, having time means drinking. Having fun means, you know, doing bad things. No, that's not having fun. Having fun means having fun. Like swimming. Yeah. Like celebrating, like being happy, like going on a vacation, like taking a trip. No, have fun. You know, I didn't take my swimming costume to Florida, so I didn't swim. But at least I watched them swim. Yeah, I should have done it. But this time, the trip was more for retreats, not for... So even though I was walking around the pool, but I was praying. I didn't jump inside. That's why I'm here today. It's an evidence. Now, look at it. For this year, set time. Make fun. Like, have fun. Enjoy yourself. But remember, enjoying yourself doesn't mean abusing the times. Destroying your body. Doing bad things. That's not what it means. I don't know why we got, you know, we think that fun is equal to abuse. No. Fun is fun. Like having time for yourself. List them all out. Take time and make good use of it. Proverbs 17:22 says, a cheerful heart is good medicine. A cheerful heart is good medicine. That's having fun. Be happy. Be happy. Whether you have it or you don't have it or whatever, be happy. Because when your heart is cheerful, it is medicine. Yeah. When you are not envy, jealous, greedy or whatever. No, you are happy. Whatever you have, you are happy. You are not. No. Ah, no, you have to be happy. Can I hear amen? Yeah, you have people who have things like in Florida, my friends, the friends who came from England for my book launch. They have a vacation home. So they told us anytime you want to come, you know, it's not my home, but it is my home. My brother's home is my home. So why should I be envious? I say, me too, I have to get some. And then you do everything, chin the members' hands, and go, before you realize you have bought a house in Florida and everybody's fighting. What is that? I have gone to enjoy it. I have come. No. Look, you have to learn to make yourself happy. Yes. Make yourself happy. If somebody has a Jeep and you don't have a Jeep, borrow it and drive it small. And you too, when they come to borrow it, give it to them. Let them fill the car. Can I hear amen? Yeah. No, look, look, a cheerful heart is medicine. A cheerful heart. I was sitting in Bonky's funeral. I was listening to all the people who came to talk about Bonky. Nothing, nobody has ever, have you heard anybody saying that, oh, Bonky has done this thing, he has done this thing wrong. The money that God, in his mercy and grace, caused it to pass through his hands. If it has passed through some African pastor's hands. No, seriously. I was sitting there. When I was sitting there, this is what was going on in my mind. I said, God, for the past decade, for the past 10 years, we have lost almost most of the giants. The Christian giants in the world. Billy Graham went to be with the Lord. Oral Roberts went to be with the Lord. Most of the guys. And then Bonky has gone to be with the Lord. What is the Lord saying? Now, with all their characters and all these people, their character are impeccable. Like, their character, you won't have anything to say about them. They had money, people donated, people supported them, people gave. I am here today. I got the opening, the door to be traveling around and go to conferences elsewhere. I mean, I've been to countries where if it was left with me, I couldn't be able to go. Like, Billy Graham gave me a scholarship to go to Amsterdam in 2000, and I paid only $100. The cost was almost about $3,000 or $4,000. Even what the guy was able to give. When you go to Billy Graham's conference and he has a meeting with all his sponsors. When you go for those conferences and you see all those retired people walking around, don't mess with them. They are the billionaires. Because they come there to serve us. It's a joy for them. People just sign checks, $1 billion to support so that African pastors and evangelists can come. I had the opportunity to go to Hawaii, Maui in 2005. Hagar Institute paid for everything, just $100 because I was coming from Africa. Now, what kind of thinking do these people have? What kind of heart do these people have? What makes them behave and function that way? That's what I'm saying. For the next decade, the tide is turned. But the leadership of Africa will have to wake up. And realize that, no, we need this kind of character. Because look, in the past 100 years, Africa was a dark continent. Today, Canada is a dark continent. Canada is a dark continent. Europe is a dark continent. London is a dark continent. Every chapel is being sold. They turn into mosque. No, God has brought us here for a reason. God has brought us here for a reason. We can't just do it with the way we are behaving. We need to tap into heaven. And be willing to pay the price. So that their children's children will also know of this Christ. That's the reason you are here. That's the reason I'm here. Look at your neighbor and tell him, the next decade, it is rich. So this is what all of us are going to do. And I want to encourage you. This is what all of us are going to do. Every month, all of us will, if we make it our heart desire, that every month, we will reach out. We will invite 12 people to church every month. If everybody invites 12 people, talk to somebody every month. Let's make it our goal. Every year, all of us will have touched at least 144 people. And if you are 200 times 144, if out of the 12, even 2 stays. Look, you have to go to heaven and let somebody give you a high five and tell you that if it hadn't been you, I wouldn't have been here. Don't just come to church and dance and pay your tithe and offering and go home. Look, this world is not our home. The reason God has brought us here into Canada is not just for us to come and make money. It hits my heart. That's why Africans, we are here in diaspora. We are not even making the money. The way for you to make the money is connect yourself to the kingdom principles, to God's kingdom agenda. Once you connect yourself to God's kingdom agenda, God cannot but bless you. Because he knows that when he releases the money will win souls. Are you getting the point? Understand it very well. That's why last year God began with that by saying, seek first the kingdom of heaven. God is taking us somewhere. Seek first his kingdom and its righteousness. And all these things shall be added. All these things includes money. We need money to run. We need money to do the work of God. We need the money to do it. God will have to give you the money. He will. Look, he will. Some of you, for this decade, if you listen to the voice of God, the way God will bless you, you yourself, you will be surprised. You understand surprise? It's my own word. You'll be shocked and surprised. Shocked. Can I hear amen?
Amen.
Pick up the bulletin. Look at the declarations. Let me go through the declarations. Yeah, Kofi, thank you very much. You know, these declarations are here not because, you know, we just want something to say. I want to encourage you and I want you to take it as your prayer, as your mission, as your purpose. And declare it. Always say it to yourself. It's a year for you to reach out. A year for you to show love to somebody. A year for you to tell somebody about God's love. It is each reaching each. Okay? Each person reaching each. Because when it comes to soul winning, it's not just the job of a pastor. It is for every born again child of God, as we alluded. to doing it. And then you reach up, you reach in, you reach out. So we will break it down as we go along. Okay. So make sure you are reaching up. You make sure your relation with God is right. You are loving God. You are pure. You are living a holy life. You are living an honest life. You are truthful. Okay. You are very transparent. You are honest. Make sure you live right with God. When God corrects you of something, accept it and move on. Look, be very honest before God. Can I hear amen? All right. And then make sure that you are reaching in within, like men, women, you know, youth, young adults, reach into yourself, and you yourself find out what is God's purpose and plan for your life. Reach in and then be very intentional, strategic, and reach out. And I'll give you a simple method. If all of us will reach out to 12 people every month, wow, touching 10,000 souls is very simple. Because God has told us that we should touch 10,000 people, grow the church to 2,500. We will get it done. I was working at a church where the funeral was held. It's Faith Assembly of God in Florida. The compound, their parking lot alone is like a city. I was driving around. I said, oh God, turn our destiny around. The chapel sits about 5,000 people. And then that's just the sanctuary. That's just one sanctuary. There are other sanctuaries there. The children's wing is the children. When I go to churches, it's just where the children are. That's what fascinates me. So nice. Your child will come and you will follow. Can I hear amen? Amen. Yeah, I was working out. I was just tapping anointing. I was working around just tapping the anointing. I said, God, let this Florida anointing, let some flow on my head. Yeah. Sometimes you go to places and you watch. People have trusted God. Yeah, people have trusted God. And people are still trusting God. And we have to trust God. Can I hear amen? Amen. So in the same vein, I want you also to trust God. No, I want you to trust God. I want you to believe God. Amen. Now, believing Him is not just saying it. No, connect with Him from your heart. And whatever He tells you, do it. Now, this 40 days, I want you to take it serious. It is not dry fasting. Don't go and do 6 to 6 without water. That's not what we are doing. Okay? We want you to take your time. Make sure that you are connecting to it. You have your goal. You have your plans. If you haven't gotten all of them yet, still, as we wait on God, listen to Him. He will tell you, God speaks. Okay, so for this 40 days, when you pick up the bulletin we'll give you, not the bulletin, the booklet. Those of you who don't have it, yeah, this is my goals and all this. Let me put it here before I forget. Now, the 40-day prayer, the fasting and prayer rich guide. We have put everything inside here for you. Almost everything. Whatever the prayer, key prayer topics that we have to pray on. So all of us will be on the same page during these 40 days. At the back of this, we have given 52 weeks how you can read through the Bible. Okay, so all of us, we are going through it. Apart from the Sunday school book that we use, our own Sunday school book, no other material. Don't use any other. I know some of you use Daily Bread, Utmost Height, Beneath and Beyond, Rhapsody. For these 40 days, put every Rhapsody, every Amsterdam, any other thing you have, every Daily Bread, Daily Guide, Daily whatever. No, let's finish with this. Let's concentrate on this. Let's all focus on it. Let's all pray. If Monday, if you are praying for children, everybody's praying for the children in the church. Are you guys? We have the guide. Everything is in there. If you are praying for marriages, families in the church, say on a particular day, everybody's praying. You are praying whatever God tells you. You are praying for the family. You know, so all of us are doing the same thing and trusting God for the same results. Are you getting my point? So at the back, we have it there. And then the food, the type of food and everything you have to eat. We have listed a lot of them in there, page 14 for you. Now listen. I know we have Africans. I know we are Ghanaians. Some of us, we like fufu. Okay? We like banku. We like tolo beef. Okay? Some people don't understand tolo beef. But please, listen. For this Daniel fast, We are not saying don't eat the food that you want to eat. What we are saying is this: eat healthy. So if you have been eating fufu, like two balls, the one that they cut, how do you say it in Chi? Entua. The entua too. Like Kofi was saying the other time. Don't say, oh, don't divide it, just put it all together and make it one. Yeah. That's not what we are saying. Now, are you listening? Okay, so what we are saying is that if it is fufu that you want to eat, if you take the ball, eat just about 25%. Yeah, and then make the rest vegetables, you know, yeah, and so on. Please, look, it is for your own good, though. Don't say, oh, after that one, it is too hard. Okay. When you start hitting 55, 60, and then say, hey, pastor, my knee. When you start saying my knee, I will tell you, I told you 10 years ago. Whatever you sow, you will reap. You are sowing cigarettes, you are sowing drink, you are sowing. So by the time you get 65, then your ribs, your kidneys, and then we'll start fasting and prayer. No, those ones we won't use fasting and prayer. You know, we will encourage you to manage it. And the nurses will help you, give you the way to take your medication. Okay, so they will help you. But, you know, there's time for everything. You have to make up your mind to do it. So please listen, we are not pushing you in hell. No. We are encouraging you to take the future and bring it to the now and live it out. Can I hear amen? All right, so when it comes to your food physically, you know, make sure you take good care of yourself, set your specific goals, and tell yourself this is what you're going to do. So please, it's mainly vegetables we are putting aside, bread, sugar. We are avoiding all those things. After sugar. Look at your neighbor and say, sugar, no sugar. Tell him no sugar. Yeah. All right, thank you very much. I have to go. Now listen. I have to go to the children and then tell the children some of the things I am telling you parents not to eat. Because I know that when I tell you the adults, you go and eat. But when I tell the children and I give them the list of the food items that parents are not supposed to eat these 40 days, their children will do a good job. Because the moment they see you eat, they say, Dad, Pastor says you are not supposed to eat it. Why are you eating it? Mom, why are you eating this? It's too oily. Pastor says no oil. You know, so I'm sure the children will do a better job for me. Can I hear amen? Now, on a more serious note, look, this is your life. This is your health. This is your destiny. So let's all work together and make sure that we maximize these 40 days and turn things around for our good. So at least you'll be healthy, you'll be strong, we'll have clear mind to think, to develop, to advance. So when you are setting the goals, I know some of you have come with your goals, set specific goals, okay, in specific areas of your life. All right, like you set goals in your business, you want to double your business, you know, the profit, maximize your profit. What do you need to do? You know, write them down. Make sure that it's clear. All right, and then all of us will move ahead. Are you happy you came to church?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right, so those of you who want hard copy, because we have printed them, it's just for the printing cost. This one is $5, just for the printing cost. But if you don't want it that way, we even have it on the website. You can get it by WhatsApp. You can get it by digitally. You can get it anywhere, everywhere, on your iPad, on your iPhone, for free. Are you getting the point? Please, let us all take it serious. Officially, the Daniel Plan starts tomorrow. Officially, it starts tomorrow. It will end officially on the 13th. So this is the way it's going to go. The midweek, all our midweek activities have changed. Now, every morning, all of us, every morning, we'll join the women on the prayer line. 5 to 6. So we can connect with God. Okay? And then Monday to Thursday, we won't come here. Monday to Thursday, every evening, wherever you are, you can join us online, 6 to 7, to pray. We'll all pray. Then every Friday, we'll all gather here. I get the instructions carefully, okay, because I don't want, this time is a solemn time. It's not a time where we do group things. I know group things are good. But friends, if you want to encounter God, it is you and Him. We are dependent on people. For this 40 days, it's not depending on pastor to prophesy, depending on this to do. No. You are depending on God to show you what you need to do. Okay? To guide you, to direct you. So please take note of that. Take note of the timing. Every morning, all of us are online praying 1 hour. Join the women 5 to 6. Pray. Other people will be leading here and there. The women will be leading us. But every evening, we'll be online. 6 to 7, sharp. We'll pray for 1 hour. Intensive. Using the guide, the prayer guide. Using the scripture. So when you are leading, make sure you're using a guide. Using this, you can use any of the scriptures for the week. We have given you 52 weeks. We've given you scriptures there. You can read any part and lead us to pray. Don't go and do anything else. I know the Lord speaks to you. But for these 40 days, let the Lord speak to you within this. I know the Lord speaks to all of you. I know. The Bible says in the last days, the Lord will pour down His Spirit upon all flesh. You are part of the flesh. Amen. You are part of the flesh. But for these 40 days, make sure you follow instructions. When you are leading, lead us to. If they tell us, I mean, you can lead us. For example, let me look at example. Yeah, just quick. Where's the prayer guy? Quick. Page. My school, I am there. Okay, fine. Our focus. So, for example, day one, it says, reaching the lost in 2020. So day one. So tomorrow, the focus is reaching the lost. God help us reach the lost. So you can connect with the sick book, because the sick book, seeking souls, there are so many scriptures, so many prayer. Connect with some of them. But reaching the lost, it is reaching the lost. So help us pray to reach the lost. Like God, we are praying for backsliders. We are praying for unchurched people. We are praying for unbelievers. Save them. Open heart. Open heart. Open mind. Open doors. So we can reach out. It's the lost. Okay, people are working somewhere. Missionaries. Let's pray for them. It's the lost. So let's pray for the lost. Okay. So on the days like the day on day 18, we have family ministry. Yeah, we are praying for families. That God will bless families. So day 18, the focus is on families. Whatever demon is sitting in the family. Yeah, we are praying. So all of us, our minds is on the same thing. But your motives here. Does that help? Yes. Are we all okay? And then Friday, every Friday, we will all gather. That's where we all gather here from 6, 7:30. And then we'll do a little bit of extended service to about 10. And then we'll all go home. Are you getting the point? Saturday morning, we'll come here for the Zumba. Your life will never be the same. Come, relax. It will take us 1 hour. And then Joel will lead us every Sunday. Today, because I'm going to do communion and I'm going to do anointing service, that's why I put on my, but, you know, I can change right now, change everything. Okay, but relax, make it casual. When we say casual too, we are not saying expose yourself and bring it to church. No, modesty, neatness, cleanness. If you wear jeans, and you know that, you know, you're with jeans, but you know that, you know, wear long, the t-shirt, do we have long ones? Yeah, so that this, it can cover certain areas. Because some of you have jeans. Amen. Yeah. No, so let's dress decent. Let's dress neat. Let's dress modest. Let's come and celebrate. So when we are exercising, you know, you can easily make the moves, the movements. Is that okay? All right. But if you like to, you can come. Now, please listen. Now, when we say casual, we are not saying if you have kaba and slate and you want to bring you to church, don't come to church. That's not what we are saying. No, dress simple, dress any way you want. But what we are saying is that you can come any, you can come casual, you can come formal, you can come informal, come. Don't let this 40 days, what we are seeking for. Don't let dress and whatever, don't let them distract you. Okay, come and work on yourself, work on your body, work on everything, trust God. Look, if we're supposed to go, the King Prince was telling us, gym, if you go and register in gym, they will charge you. We are giving this, all these things to you for free. The fact that we are making it free doesn't mean that it is free for us. The church is paying for some of them. But we want your well-being. It is for your welfare, it is for your future. If you are healthy, me too, I will have peace of mind. I can have fun. Yeah. But if you are having fun, and then they will call, oh, pastor, please, my knee. Then it cuts short the fun. Now look at your neighbor and say, please, don't allow that to short circuit pastor's fun. Tell your friend. Don't allow that. Don't allow. Don't catch them. Tell him. Yeah. Yeah, so when pastor is swimming small, the phone will be ringing, gring, 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 gring. Pastor, somebody has been rushed to the hospital. No, you should be healthy and strong. And please, one of the things during these 40 days is that make sure you think pure thoughts. Think pure thoughts. These 40 days, make sure you don't say anything bad against anybody. No matter what they say against you, if you are going to somebody insult you, you feel like insulting someone, hold your mouth and say, 40 days. No, look, many of you, my eye is red. Some of you have to hold your mouth. Yeah. You have to hold your mouth. Some of you, there are certain places you have to stop going, at least for the 40 days. Now, when you read it, you will find some of us, we have to fast from televisions, the normal programs that you like watching. You have to stop watching them, at least for the 40 days. Some of you, sometimes you have to put aside your phone. You know, fast from the phone. All these things, we fast from them. Fast from the phone. If you don't listen to news for one week, it won't kill you. Now, these are the things you are doing. Okay, so fast from your phone, fast from other things, fast from all those things. TV programs, watching, I've been watching TV since you came to Canada. Nigeria movie, Ghanaian movie, America movie, but you haven't done any of the movies. These 40 days, listen to God. Let God speak to you and see if you can come up with a movie so people can watch and then you can get paid. You have been watching. Sometimes you watch the TV and then the TV starts watching you. You still love me? No. If you don't love me, I will love you by force. Because of my love for you, that's what is making me tell you what I'm telling you. Because I can't go and take any other person to be my church member. Anywhere you go, like where I went, the church building I saw, you think they got money from Africa to build the church there? It is the church members. It is the people. It is the people. They have been built. The church is not 2 years old. It's all church. You know, it's consistency. It's building the people step by step, one point at a time, challenging them, encouraging them, telling them that, look, God has brought us here for a purpose. God can do it through us. God can establish it. God can establish you. You too, you can do it. So keep your focus. Leave all those bad things and those things. Concentrate. Concentrate on God. Love Him. Allow Him to manifest His glory through you. And God can do it through us. Can I hear amen? God is faithful. No, I see some of you, I see your destinies change, and you yourself, you are amazed at yourself. Not true. No, you know, sometimes you say some of these things, and then people think that, oh, he's just talking. No, before I came to Canada, when we started ministry, the issue wasn't money, it wasn't things. No, when the Lord called us, we responded. It wasn't like we didn't have any job to do. I mean, I could have taught, I could have done anything with statistics and geography. You could get a job. No. I was in London and then I left. And I went back to do my national service in Boku, SecTech. So the thing is not the money. It's a passion. It's a drive. You know, God is telling you, do this. We started, like I was telling Pastor Caleb, Roman Ridge Church. We started a deliverance in Kotobabi. Those of you know, not just rough, all these young guys today, almost all of us are scattered all around. Some are doctors, some are this. Look, it pays to sit under Christ. Anytime you go to Roman Ridge. It was like we had the money and we just did. No, it's the people that gathered. And sometimes we see some of their faces, some of them came. So their hair was like, it was like something like this. The hair, like this. With the word, with the preaching, with the teaching. Then they started changing. Some of them were challenged because they were just normal jobs. Then we challenged them and said, look, dude, you can do your own business. You can do your own work. You can also change. And then we made a covenant with ourselves that no member of Revival Research Center will travel abroad and we will ask him to come and pay tithe to us in Ghana. We told them, no way, don't do it. Don't pay your tithe wherever you are. If God blesses you, you want to bless us, fine. That one, it shouldn't be your tithe. And God began to bless their people. Because some of them started having dreams and visions and challenged them to do things. First West African Mining Exhibition that was held in Ghana was done by our members. First West African Mining Exhibition. Anytime we finish, people get jobs to do. We get things to look. I'm not talking about things I haven't heard or haven't seen. I want you to break any limit of your head. Because we have come here and we have limited ourselves thinking that, oh, for us, we cannot. If you say you cannot, you cannot. But if you say you can, God will help you do it. Can I hear amen? You don't need, now listen to me. I know the congregation I'm talking to. You don't need school to make you what God wants you to be. What you need is God. What you need is obedience. What you need is submission. What you need is an open ear and an open heart. What you need is obedient heart. If you can submit to him, you can trust him. God can surprise you. I prophesy to you. Can I hear amen? And whatever we want to do here, we can do it. Yeah. God can do it through us. You know, anytime you walk around, just look at the children. Look at where the children are having service. Sometimes when you go there, they're mixed, all of them are mixed together. Some of them are up the front of the office. No, when you're walking around. So you, doesn't God just talk to you? Some of you, God will start speaking to you. And because of the vision, he will give you ideas. Yeah, because he knows we need the money to turn things around. I remember those days. If you like, when you close, ask of him. I mean, when Pastor Caleb comes, ask him. One day we're at church, and then one of our members came. He said, Pastor, you know what I want to do? I said, no. I want to buy a van, a church bus, and give it to the church. He said, why? He said, anytime I'm driving from the top, I see church members walking to church. So the Lord spoke to me. So he single-handedly bought the Benz bus, went to Lance's office, registered it, filled it with fuel, full tank. Brought it, just handed over the keys. Yeah. No, it's not fable. Sometimes when you read the Bible, you think it's people are making up. No, this is not making up. God can do it through you. Amen. Now listen, we have to unlearn, okay? And then learn, stick into the scripture. I believe that God has brought you here, however young you are, or however old you are, God has brought you here for a purpose. Amen. Yeah. He has brought you here so he can polish you, he can empower you, he can equip you, he can bless you to make sure that his kingdom is established. Amen. And if you can align with him, he will make it happen. Amen. Look at your neighbor's face and thank him so far. Thank everybody so far. Thank him. Thank him for all that the person has done. Ever since Living Word started, kingdom builders have been here. They have built a kingdom. They have brought it this far. God wants us to take it to the next level. Can I hear amen? Are you happy you came to church? Wow. Get us the communion. Let's do the communion. Let's do the communion so we can do the anointing. We can do the anointing and then we go. Let's do the communion. Father, we declare this blessed. We sanctify it by your blood in the name of Jesus. Can I hear amen? Amen. All right. So the communion, for today is for us to remember that we are in covenant relationship with Christ. Amen. Yeah, we are in covenant relationship with Christ. And so whatever we are going to do, whatever God is going to do through us, is as a result of the covenant that we have with Him. Okay. So Lord, we declare it blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for your time. We pray that this message will continue to be a blessing in your life. Please visit us at livingwordag.org or whenever you are in the Greater Toronto Area, Ontario, Canada. This podcast is made possible through your generous donations. God bless you and keep you. Join us again soon.